It's Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, this has been a great, informative, supernatural book, little Bible in itself with 66 chapters. And I love this book because we've went through it, I don't know how many times, maybe 10, 12 times, I don't know. But we've went through it quite some time, and every time we learn more and more because God just piles on the revelation knowledge concerning the book of Isaiah, and I hope you're enjoying this study. Let's get right into the study, and let's begin with about verse, let's see. Let's back up to verse let's see here where we're at here in 58th chapter. And let's back up to verse 5. Is it a fast like this which I choose, a day for a man to humble himself? This is the kind of fast that God chooses, that when you do not eat, don't look like you've haven't ate in a week or two. Clean yourself up, put some new clothes, or, you know, clean clothes on, wash your face, and look like you're not trying to beg for some kind of mercy or beg for some kind of a pitiful gratitude or something. This is the kind of fast I choose in the day. For a man to humble himself, is it for bowing one's head like a reed, for spreading out sackcloth and ashes on a bed? Will you call this a fast, even an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast which I choose, to loosen the bonds of wickedness? To loosen the bonds of wickedness. In whom? In you. In me. In us. God is looking to loosen the bonds of wickedness in his people, and fasting is, it's a good way to do it. You know, if you're full of everything, then you can have little to hope for. But if you're hungry, it humbles you. It really does. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Undo the heavy burdens and the bands of the yoke. Let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. Is it not to divide your bread to the hungry and bring the homeless poor into the house? When you see the naked, cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. In other words, know yourself. Know yourself, examine yourself, as Paul the Apostle did. Let every man examine his own self, lest he be a reprobate. Don't hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light will break out like the dawn. The light of heaven will shine down on you, and your light will begin to shine through, and your recovery will speedily spring forth. If you're looking for healing, this is one way of getting your healing. A fast. Your light will break forth the dawn. Your recovery will speedily spring forth, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and he will say, "Here I am." That would be a great time, wouldn't it? To call on God, and he says, "Here I am." What wonderful words to hear from God. Here I am. What do you need? You want to talk? You will cry, and he will say, here I am. You, if you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, and if you will give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desires of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness, and your gloom will become like midday. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in scorched places and give strength to your bones. You need strength in your bones. You know, that's a type of healing, a supernatural healing, when God gives strength to your bones. And you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will rise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach. The repairer of the breach. What a wonderful thing for God to carry, to call a person a repairer of the breach. You know, we can't be saved by deeds of good service without faith in Christ. But if our faith lacks sincerity, if it doesn't reach out to others, and as this chapter, I believe we first read, to cry loudly and don't hold back. The first verse of 58. Cry loudly and don't hold back. When you speak, speak boldly in the name of Jesus. Speak boldly in God's name. And you'll find that He will answer. True fasting. It's more than what we don't eat. It's what we, how we do it, how we fast. The day of rest should be honored. And keeping that relationship with God fresh and new, the restorer of the streets in which we dwell, a repairer of the breach. If because of the Sabbath you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure. You know, in other words, you're setting aside a time. You know, many people fast, but they go on their merry way and do the same exact things that they do every day. But true fasting is you stop doing your own pleasure and have a holy day unto the Lord, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord, honorable, and honor it, desisting from your own ways. I bet you didn't think that that was in the Bible. Desisting from your own ways. In other words, you're not doing the same old thing every day. When you fast, you're setting aside a time for speaking unto God, to having communion with Christ, and to have that special time with Him, not seeking your own pleasure and speaking your own words. But then you will take delight in the Lord. You're taking delight in the Lord. And I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Fasting is a way of reaching out to God and having Him reach out to you. But to do the same fast as what He requires. Here it is. Every detail is described in the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Fasting is a way to reach out to God. And not only that, to have Him reach out to you. Behold, the Lord's hand is not short. It's not so short that it cannot save. Nor is His ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. You know, in case you're wondering, I can't hear God. I don't know where He's at. Is there sin? Is there somehow iniquity that's separated between you and your God? Check yourself. Evaluate yourself. Let every man examine himself to see if he's in the faith. Examine himself, whether he's a reprobate or he's fooling himself. You know, a lot of people fool themselves. A lot of people fool themselves into thinking that, you know, I'm a pretty good person. And I don't do things like a lot of people do. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're doing things the same way someone else does. It doesn't matter if you're doing things that someone else is not doing. What matters is your faith. What matters is faith is attributed to you for righteousness, just like it was attributed to Abraham, the father of faith. God attributes righteousness to us according to our faith, our believing Him, believing His word. Very important to realize that. Not because you do something, not because you're hauling a load of Bibles or hauling someone back and forth to church or whatever. It's according to your faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. What do you believe? What do you want to believe? Believe the word. That's the start. When you believe the word of God, that is the beginning of true faith in God. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.